Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, where I share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means in becoming a remarkable soul. Today's episode is all about the growing edge. What's your growing edge? Let's begin. This is part of your growing edge, she said. The words casually passed from a beloved friend to me for comfort and encouragement as I was navigating a new life-stretching situation. This is part of your growing edge. The words began looping in my mind like a song lyric on repeat. More and more, I found myself taking in the words with an affirming yes. This is part of my growing edge. I haven't stopped reflecting on that statement since that day. And even better, I can see it everywhere, bubbling up to the surface. This growing edge doesn't belong only to them, him, and her. It belongs to all of us in some capacity, in our own way. Now more than ever, each of us are being invited to look deeper into the thresholds we need to cross individually and collectively. The powerful gift the growing edge offers is a shift of perception from a problem or crisis mode to a growing orientation. Years back, I had a dream that felt prophetic in nature towards my life. There was a massive ball of electrical wires and cords all twisted together and entangled into a wadded up mess. It was under my bed. In this dream, I distinctively remember I thought this wadded ball of messy wires was hideous and ugly. I kept trying to cover it up with a blanket because I was embarrassed for others to see it. It seemed like no matter how much effort I used, I was never, ever able to completely cover it up and hide it away. Each time I would try and cover this massive monstrosity ball of entanglements, a part of it would pop out and I was unable to get it completely covered. Through the years, the dream kept coming back to me to speak to me again and again. I've returned to it so many times for insight, learning, and growth. When life is messy with energetic entanglements, we can feel lost in the woods, a forest of confusion and overwhelm, whether they are on the interior or the exterior events of our lives, energetic and emotional entanglements, from relationships to money or addictive patterns and behaviors, to life responsibilities, or even on a larger scale, the worldly power structures can take a toll on us if we don't get what they are here to show us for our evolving growth. One of my recent growing edge moments woke me up in the middle of the night. I felt mentally and emotionally immobilized by an unsettling, painful event that had happened. I felt anxious in my solar plexus on a gut level, and I physically couldn't deny it. There wasn't anything I could say to myself to ease this physical sensation I was feeling in my gut. There wasn't a feeling I was able to call forward to change my state of emotions. As I was whirling to find stable ground, the words came from a deep place inside. This is your growing edge, Anne. It was like taking in a deep breath of truth that gave me a subtle reprieve. My body was talking to me. Something deep down wanted to be expressed, brought to the surface, my solar plexus, the gut instinct level, where personal power is managed and processed from an energetic intuitive core center, didn't want to be ignored. I was being asked to look deeper into what was going on rather than finding a bypass, a distraction, to really look and explore a deeper path within that didn't want to be avoided or denied out of fear. When we don't complete an energy pattern or activate the needed awareness around an area that needs attention, healing, or growth, we set ourselves up to repeat it. I decided to not turn away from what my growing edge was asking of me because I knew I would remain lost in the forest of confusion, and setting myself back on a repeating path versus a completing path. A slow, subtle calming began to come over me as I began to allow my growing edge to come to surface to be heard. We all have one right now. Maybe your growing edge is speaking loudly to you, or maybe it is simmering in the background of your life. Either way, the sooner we give awareness to the growing edge that is our own to navigate, the sooner we give ourselves the higher altitude to show up to our lives with what's true to come through. After being woken up in the middle of the night, I let my growing edge speak to me the following morning from a higher altitude, the inner mountaintop that holds a more vast vision of my true knowing of what is next for me. I woke up in the morning and journaled with profound clarity what my growing edge had to say from a deep healing place that I was able to take into my life with deep self-honoring love and respect. I was able to step into my new unknown and have a difficult conversation while allowing myself to stand on what's true for me. The unsettling sensation on my gut level continued to subside as I acknowledged and allowed the suppressed to be expressed from a real and true authentic place inside. Being present to my growing edge gave me soul and stamina to the situation to not fall off my edge into a repeating path of pain. There is a real internal energy equity that we can build with our natural empowerment that builds and sustains when we know how to step forward into our growing edge. I teach this in my Soul Stamina course that I've shared with hundreds around the world. I've witnessed the miraculous impact that happens when we meet our growing edge with a plan that is built on stamina that lives in our soul. We access more of our capacities for a soul-thriving life that is true and authentic. Anything that feels hard right now, messy, complicated, entangled, stuck, or overwhelming, you can find a clearing to the next step by accepting your growing edge. Simply start with asking the question, what's my growing edge right now? Let your growing edge help you walk out of the forest of confusion to your higher altitude of what's true in the deepest, most empowering way for you. You got this. You matter.